I'm heading up the hill Thursday just before half term, thinking about other things to include in assignment 5, thinking about getting software lists together, up to date, it's useful for the animation day anyway. And in a sense, like bibliography, the software list is certainly a tool for the work that I do. Maybe there are other resources that I could get together as well, and getting hold of Adobe to get the work packs for teachers ready for Newcastle. Thinking about the blogging, going through all the Adobe blogs and finding the ones that are most relevant. Sort of looking at Tom's blog as well, including that as he'll be teaching me next term. Make a start on that assignment on narrative. I was thinking about other things to include in terms of research. The clappy thing I did last year, Flash, get that up onto the website somehow and see if it works over the net. That's sort of related to what I would be doing in Newcastle. In terms of how I present assignment 5, I'm thinking that possibly it's not going to be a slideshow. It would be perhaps an idea to do something with the pulp motion in advance that I've just started on, get that into the website somehow, the book one in particular, or maybe 2 or 3 examples. But I'm running out of things to show. I don't want to show a great deal more of my work. I don't know what else I've put up there. But a few examples of Aquafardus would go up. But in terms of the actual talk, I was thinking of literally doing this as a talk, just explaining what I'm doing with vids. Maybe have the vids there actually printed out and the other resource material and do more of a sort of show and tell. But I'll wait to see what others have done today, this afternoon, and adjust what I do accordingly. Right. I don't want to do too much talking this morning. The one I did from last week, it took me 20 minutes or so to type up. I have to say that my typing has improved hugely, my touch typing, during this exercise. And it's been a very interesting way of working. It's using the Skype recording my thoughts. Definitely has to be in there as part of assignment 5. Maybe a sort of, you know, an evaluation of the term would be part of it as well. Explaining how I, because doing the journal is all been part of my exploration into the media, as I've said many times, I'm sure. And working with the Skype in thing that came from the Arnolfini exhibition a year ago, and thinking about how that I can use that in the future. Thinking more actually about how to get students relating to me over the internet, getting the back and forth dialogue going. I really do need to get into some of the Adobe Connect things, probably, because the software will all be there for me. Except that, of course, you've got to have it on all the machines, and you've got to make sure it's all working on the machines. I'm far more interested in doing the whole process definitely through the web, so that students are responding to me, writing in, set up sessions for particular projects, that they have to send in their project briefs online from home, from wherever. They have to work in groups rather than bringing in paper copies. They have to do typed copies, but copies that they can go back and forth so they can improve on them over 2 or 3 sessions, and have that to back up their practical work. I think that's very definitely a way that I want to go, taking sketchbooks more and more online. They could possibly even, you know, do what I'm doing here and talk about their ideas. But back to what I was saying about transcribing, because on this website, there must be pages and pages and pages of my transcription now. And too much really to go through. The thoughts come out quite slowly as I walk up the hill in some ways. The process of writing refines very definitely. actually writing a blog means that you can get a specific thought down, whereas the walking up the hill bit is very definitely a ramble. So it's a tool for trying to get thoughts out of my brain. And occasionally over this term, it's worked extremely well. I've reached about this point in the walk, and things have been dawning. But over the last week or so, really pushing the limits, getting up very early in the morning with exam marking and interviews and all the gruesome stuff that goes on, I really noticed my brain isn't working as well as it used to either. It was very funny recording thoughts in the middle of the night and then listening back to them and just seeing how very slow my brain was working when I was asleep. So lots of interesting things have come out of it. I'm not sure to what extent I want to repeat this experiment. I'm going to have to think about how I take the journal on next term. Maybe how I change it, how I make it more concise. Or maybe I go back to paper. But I'm thinking again, I've got loads to type out. I'm going to stop and just think a while.